Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Wednesday morning. We're broadcasting from the Alabama State House in Montgomery. Once again, thanks to Scott Stedhagen. He is the House Majority Leader, always making a facility available for this program. Text line 251-343-0106. Still to come, Danny Garrett coming up at the top of the next hour. He's the chairman of the Education Trust Fund downstairs, or I guess we are downstairs in the house. Chip Brown, one of our own from Mobile County, and then Dave Maurer, a friend of mine. He's a political consultant, hangs out here in the State House during session. We'll talk about that 26th cycle. But another guy, always been very good to this program. It was even good to me when I was up in Huntsville when I would call on him to come on and do a segment or two. But State Senator Greg Albritton joins us here. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for making time.
I'm just glad you got me out of committee.
Well, I mean, you tell people you're going on the Jeff Porter Show, that may be a good or bad thing.
Lately, that's been a bad thing.
Well, we haven't talked since session started. How has it been going? Obviously, the general fund and all the obligations and having to sort through those. But how's it been going? Pretty much
slowly. We're at a very measured pace so far in this session, which means that the real fund's going to begin in April.
So it's going to be like a full court press, right?
I would suggest basketball's not the analogy. I think the zoo would be a
chaos.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, chaos.
I think so. I think the precursor from last week is going to be replayed several times.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Other than that, and we can talk more about the general fund. And well, let's do that right now. Let's talk about what's the Escambia County prison situation. You got an update on that?
Sure. First off, I can't talk about Escambia unless we talk about the first one, Elmore. That one's coming along. It's up out of the ground a good ways. We should have that one finished. Let's see, we're in March now. Within the next 12 months, it should be finished. Yeah, completely. That's over 200 acres, something like 50 buildings out there.
Right.
It's a city. Water, sewer, all of that's coming in. I saw an aerial of that recently, and it's a large facility. That's going to give us a lot of flexibility.
You think these two new prisons will have a big shelf life? Like, because I know these others were built, what, 70s, 80s, somewhere in there, that are...
No, I'll correct you on that. We haven't built a prison in about 50 years. The others that are there were make-dos, warehouse matters where we took and refurbished them to...
Because the way I was always explained to me, Senator, George Wallace was told by the federal courts, look, you got to get it together here. And he turned it into a jobs program. And that's why we have prisons in like Barber County and Bullitt County.
Well, very likely. I mean, that's how we got the junior college system, too.
Right.
Okay. However, I think what we're doing now is going to give us a great deal more security. More safety for the COs, more control over the inmates, and more opportunities in those limited circumstances, maybe for rehabilitation. All right, we'll have the means and methods to care for them and to deal with them much more than we have in the current systems. Right now, you got dormitories for people, 100 inmates.
Yeah, they just house them.
Exactly. And at night or any time during the day, whenever, guards go down singly, unarmed guards have to go into these facilities to maintain discipline or whatever. That's a dangerous situation.
I can imagine. Are we done with the construction management program here on these things? That seemed like that was a big problem with the cost.
It was. Like I said, we hadn't built one in 50 years. We were inexperienced. But we went, and we also have done a great deal of corrections in that way. And I mean fixing the problems that we discovered. We have, I think, a very good team in Elmore that's putting this together, that has lots of oversight and matters. We've discovered problems, and we've corrected them. I think we're online that when we get to Escambia, it's going to be done better, cheaper, quicker.
Is it bid build, or is it?
We intend to go back to that system.
Go back to the.
Yep, yep. Well, the other system, I'll refer it to that way, was not conducive for our opportunities. Anyway, we didn't know what we're doing, and I don't think some of the contractors didn't know what they were doing.
It was such a big, big project.
It was, too. Yeah. Huge. We've looked at other states also that have done these things, and those states that have done similar type circumstances, they had the same problems. So we are not unique. It's just that our timing was off. We didn't have the time to learn from them, but we learned from ourselves.
Well, I got to think, like, if you do this, the bid qualifications, and you have to look at the magnitude and scope of the project, there's probably only a handful of contractors that could pull it off, right?
Not even a handful.
Really?
There's fewer, yeah. But we have all that, I think, under control at this point. I think I would... Now, I'm not in authority to do so, but I would invite you to take a trip out there and take a look at it one day. I can help facilitate that if you like.
I need to. I know that some of my colleagues in the media have, but I have not. But it's on the, I guess it's on, it's on the to-do list as of right now. Yeah, we'll put it on there.
But we hope to be able to get the moving forward with the Escambia this year. And the sooner the better. I'm going to be pushing to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, it is a legislative session, and we do this my entire life. But we doing gambling this year. How you feeling?
Oh man, I knew you were going to bring that up. We've done gambling so much for so long, for so many, and we have yet to get it passed. We have anything that you want to put in a gambling package, we got the language for it. It's already on the computer. It's a cut-and-paste deal. We can put it together in whatever way you want. Question is, which ones will get the votes? That's what we need.
Right.
We've passed comprehensive packages in the Senate, and we've passed comprehensive packages in the House. But we haven't passed a comprehensive package in both. That's the only way we're going to get this accomplished.
Explain that, because why can't we just do a simple lottery? And you know, in theory you could, but in practicality, you never have the 3/5 majority you need.
No, you don't. Several reasons. First off, the biggest issue here is expansion of gambling. We're increasing gambling. Well, there is no bigger increase or expansion than a lottery. That'll put gambling at every crossroads, at every place in the state. And yet that seems to be the most popular thing that people want to have. Our problem and issue isn't the opportunity then comes, if we were to do something like that, the opportunity of Class 3 gaming in federal law that comes into play is going to affect what we're doing here. Keep in mind now, Alabama has gambling and gaming already. We've got 19 local CAs that authorize gaming in several different facets, pari-mutuel, electronic bingo, and those type things. That's already going on. And I'm not talking about PCI. I'm talking about state facilities or local facilities they are. Then when you look at sports gaming, I tell you, NIL, what is that? Name, image, and likeness issue,
right,
in sports,
right,
and sports gaming. That's tearing college football apart. And it's even stepping down into high school and even in junior high schools. Sports gaming is the scourge that we have on us now. We've got, the state has a moral obligation to take control of this industry and to control it. So passing a lottery is not going to help financially. It's not going to help control it. It's not going to help anything. It'll simply expand it. We've got to do something better.
Here's on the gambling discussion where I, and you know, this is my personal opposition to any of it, is I watched a medical marijuana situation and how that's dragged out. Mm-hmm. And it's just appearance that the state can't do anything right when it comes to this kind of stuff. So, like, I mean, just kind of walk us through that. Like, why would, if you guys got it done and the voters got it done at the ballot, how do you keep from having that kind of, like, situation where it's locked up in a lawsuit or, you know, just bureaucracy and, you know, you got this gambling commission idea that was in the last package. Do we think it would be better than the medical marijuana commission? Like, do you think the state could do this right?
I think so. And again, you know, they call it the practice of law. It's the practice of legislation, too. We learn as we go. There were errors made in the medical marijuana process that allowed this litigation to take effect the way it did. We've learned from that. In the language that's being looked at now, we have language that's going to protect from that occurring. Yes, we've addressed that issue. I think we've got a good means whereby we can prevent the litigation or the courts from stopping this from taking effect.
Because, you know, like, I don't know, I could see, like, somebody not getting a license or whatever, the location.
But keep in mind, now, that's different. And with medical marijuana, that was kind of a brand-new avenue.
Right.
Here we already have it set up. We've got the 19 local CAs. We've got facilities that's already moving. We already have the pattern. We just need to adjust it a little bit further to keep that in tow.
Yeah. Joined by State Senator Greg Albritton here on the program. Well, as it stands now, you made the case for it. Can you get the votes? I mean, you lost one with Senator Reed. You know, whoever wins that seat,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, but listen, it's not going to get any easier the longer we wait. But I think I will say this: I think we're pretty doggone close. All right, but we need 21 votes in the Senate. We need 63 in the House. We've gotten those before. I think we can get them again. We've got to get the correct time and pressure involved to make it work.
Well, do you worry about this? If you don't get it done this year, next year is the fourth year of a quadrennium. Maybe it comes up. Maybe it doesn't. That's always a crapshoot.
I love the analogy.
No, I needed a good gambling analogy there. A new governor, and who knows who that could be, but if you have a changes in governor or changes in the political landscape, I mean, that it could either be a big help, a boost to the calls, or it may shut it down for a while. I mean, is that in your mind?
Look, let me speak directly, if I might. The difficulty here is, let me be careful. Let me draw it back and use my proper language here. The difficulty is we have heard nothing but excuses, all right, because every excuse that's been used not to vote for this has been addressed. But every time we fix that excuse, there's another excuse. So we're not really knowing what the problem is out there as to why we can't get it done and who are controlling those votes. That's the difficulty. When you're chasing a ghost, that makes it hard to capture and catch. And that's what we're trying to do on some of this. We address the symptoms, but we haven't corrected the ill. Now, I personally think the ill is simply politics. I think there's a fear, not of gambling, but of the political ramifications.
What happens in the aftermath of having gambling?
Who's in charge at that point?
Do you create, and then this is because I watched what happened in Florida, do you create like a new big mule or power player when you legalize gambling?
That's the fear.
Does that have a lot to do with it?
I think that is the problem. Yeah. So you know what the problem is.
Yeah.
That's the issue that I think is preventing us from getting beyond where we are. Because once we get it to the people to vote on, according to the polls and such, I think it'll move along rapidly.
Is this a fair statement that what you want to do with the comprehensive package is essentially ride the coattails of the popularity of the lottery? Like, the lottery polls really high. If you look at each issue individually, does casino gambling, does sports betting, Could it stand alone? And that's what it looks like to me, that you need the lottery.
I disagree with you. I don't think that we need the lottery to get this done. I think it's a matter of, they are interrelated, certainly. But I think the popularity of gaming is huge. Take a look at sports gaming. Look at how much that's going on in Tennessee. Look at, there was gambling, if you will, going on in the halls of the State House the week before Super Bowl. That was being done.
Surprise.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. So that's going on now. It goes on in the high school games. It goes on everywhere. So I think gaming and gambling is extremely popular here. That's why I think it's a moral obligation to take control of it. I don't think we're riding the coattails of anything. I think we're trying to get a capturing of an industry that needs the control of the government. So not only can it be viable, but so that the public can be protected.
Senator, we're up against a break, but you've been very generous with your very, very, very limited schedule, and we always appreciate it. Stop by again sometime.
I will. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, we're here on Throughout the Session, and we'll do more than just gambling in prisons next time.
I hope so. There's more to it, okay?
Hey, at least we've moved on from just a gambling guy.
There you go.
State Senator Greg Allbritt, a gentleman here for putting up with this program. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.